Oh, come and get the animal talk collar. Everyone loves an animal talk collar. Come and get the animal talk collar today.
Look at your pet. Look, he's saying something to you. What is it? Here, boy, try on an animal talk collar. Well, boy, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'd appreciate it if you'd stop violently raping me.
Well, I suppose it doesn't really matter what he has to say, just that he's talking.
And he gave this thing a male voice because he's gay.
Okay, don't want to wear the batteries down. Let's take it off. No, come here.
He shaves me bald and get rolls me around in my hair.
You're going to have to not do it to a body. You got to do it to a man, man. Do it to a man, man. Do it to a man, man.
Make you squeal.
8, 9, 4, Wayne.
The bear
controls my life.
Make me rock.
Are you ready for the roughest, toughest
hair care, nails, and bodily massage session
you have ever experienced? You better be.
Have your manly mane cut by 14-inch blades,
sharpened on a manly electric grinding wheel. And what better to have blaring in the background than the best speed hair cutting music available?
If you want it done in 3 minutes, it will be at the completely unfeminine men's salon and gymnasium.
Listen. It's hard.
Right on, brother.
Listen.
This is a recording.
Right on, brother.
This is hard.
Rock. Put the music on.
98.9, The Bear.
It's awesome.
Great. That's what I need.
Where's my sandwich?
I want my sandwich.
Don't do the dance. She's on the music.
The Liquid Lunch. 98.9, The Bear.
I'm the Bear's Dick outside Wicker Pines Nursing Home with wheelchair-bound Emma Phelpstein here to help me show you how susceptible old people are to abuse. Say something, Emma. Wow, great radio, Emma. Today, Mrs. Phelpstein and I help to demonstrate to you the various types of abuse that old people have to deal with. For instance, too many times our elderly walking or rolling through the woods and they come upon somebody who beats them with a stick. Ready, Emma? Now, you can imagine how difficult this would be to take on a daily basis. Especially if Mrs. Phelpstein actually had the ability to respond. Hear what I mean? Nothing.
You're in the middle of a try five at five. Hell, these five tunes could make you a millionaire. And maybe not.
We're sorry.
Hey, this is Brent Gretzky and you're listening.
Hey, actually, could you say this is Wayne Gretzky's brother?
Okay. This is Wayne Gretzky's brother, Brent, and you're listening.
Okay, but, like, could you take out Brent?
Take my name out.
Actually, could you do a good Wayne Gretzky impersonation?
You know what? Never mind, okay?
There's something about it. Bear.
Fort Wayne, Fort Rock, Rock.
Nine.
Rock.
Bear.
Elvis and Hammer Band.
Rock. Come on, man. Don't beat around the bush.
Saturday.
Defiance.
Saturday, Defiance, Ohio, and JB Shakers and Club Jabbers.
It's the Elvis and Hammer Band.
Oh, my God. What's that in the sky?
It's a bird.
Oh, it's a plane.
Well, he certainly dresses well.
Well, he flies through the air with a pink chiffon whipping through his hair.
Excuse me, what's that supposed to mean, honey? I make this one good.
If you don't like his attitude, well, he doesn't really care.
So, deal with it,
okay?
Call him sister, call him brother, call him whatever you wanna call him.
Just don't get him started or you'll never hear the end of it. This superhero's power comes from deep within his hissy fit. In his opinion, no one can top his super magnificence. He's pompous, he's pompous gay man. He's a stereotype personified. He's pompous, he's pompous gay man. Telling everyone they'll never put out his fire. A superhero fighting for the rights of the triangle. Just look for the fashionable cape with the rainbow. He's pompous gay man.
Get out of my way, honey.
I'm sorry.
Get out of my way.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
He acts over the top because he knows he can.
Oh, where'd you buy those shoes?
And you open the door and you step inside.
98.9 The Bear.
Good to the last drop.
The Bear.
Rock. Nothing is static.
98.9 The Bear.
Doesn't get any better than this.
You rock.
98.9 The Bear rules.
98.9
The Bear.
New from the Elvis and Hammer Toy Company.
Geez, Mary, there's nothing to do around here.
Jacob, couldn't we always just clean the barn again?
No, I want to play a game, but we don't have any.
Amish life is awful.
Don't be down, Mary and Jacob. The Elvis and Hammer Toy Company bring you the first board game for Amish children.
Wow! Oh,
it's Menonopoly.
Menonopoly, yay!
Menonopoly, a multiplayer board game for the non-English.
It's your turn to roll, Mary.
Oh, what does that mean again?
Well, go six. Okay, and now you have to take a card. All right, what does it say?
Oh, what? What is it?
It says, Papa finds you loving the horses again. Explain and go back two spaces.
Oh.
All right, my turn.
Hi, you have to pay luxury tax.
No, I don't, Mary.
We're Amish.
Menonopoly.
Oh, I can't find anybody to drive you to town. Skip turn. Darn it.
Okay. Card with cell phone and Puff Daddy CD. Go back three spaces. Shucks.
What are you kids doing in there?
Nothing.
I hope you're not doing anything Jesus wouldn't do.
Anyway. Bonnet blows off. Go back to start. No.
Ha, do not pass grocery store. Do not collect chips and Pepsi.
Menonopoly, the new Amish board game from the Elvis and Hammer Toy Company. And coming soon, look for other games such as Amish Twister.
Okay. Left hand blue.
All right, right foot black.
Right hand blue.
Okay, left hand black.
Left foot white.
Right foot blue.
Left hand white.
Left foot black.
Right foot white.
The Elvis and Hammer Toy Company.
Wow, that was sure fun.
Fun?
How do you do it, Chad Pierce?
You mean production?
Yes. Hallucinogens and ritual sex, my friend.
I knew it all along.
Goodbye. Bye.